It's 6:40 in the morning on April 25th, 2021. I'm on the mountain. And I've already been just overwhelmed with, like, God, where do I even begin in this? I've been just a few minutes in prayer on the way up, and I want to capture this. That yesterday, I had one of the worst times with the video rendering I've had in a long time. And I had seen 666 and thought about Lisa going to visit with her parents. So yesterday is the day that Lisa went to let her parents know about this crazy thing that God is doing. And she was nervous, rightfully so. And so I expected there'd be some opposition. I said, you know, you're going to have to see some opposition, and we're just going to have to walk by faith and trust the Lord, and He will bring down the mountains and bust through the bronze gates and the iron bars. So that happens, and I immediately start to pray, you know, just asking the Lord to have favor upon her and reminding Him that He holds the hearts of kings in His hand and directs them like a water course, whichever way He wants. How much more lay people like us? So that happens. Meanwhile, I am still feeling this need to put this video out that explains, okay, guys, there's even more that's happened now. And I'm going to be selling the tiny house. I'm going to be remarrying, and I'm going to be moving to New Zealand. And when I started to work on this video, I had a little bit of apprehension just because of the way I looked. I was so, like, I had just done lawn mowing, and I'm like, is this just me being lazy, or was I being obedient? Because I really felt like the Lord was telling me, obey what I'm telling you to do today. And that is, like, you know, get ready, move forward. And part of it was to tell. So I work on this video, and no matter what I do, I cannot get it to render. I spent a few hours last night after putting it all together, putting in Jared and Kristen's clips and pictures and you know, even an intro video and adding the tiny house video at the end. I cannot get this video to render. And at one point while I'm working on it, I see 919. And I'm like, no, Lord, you've told me to move forward in spite of opposition. I'm going to move forward in spite of opposition. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to... And I think I had seen it twice. I think I saw it, my computer lit up, and I just ignored it. I'm like, no, that can't be. You've told me to move forward. I really believe to do this. So I kept trying to produce this video. It would not render. I'm praying. I'm laying hands on this computer. I'm like, God, please, in Jesus' name, Father, help me with this. You've told me to do this. Please do it. Well, it turns out I really believe the Lord is stopping it. And so what happens is I wake up this morning to a text message from Lisa, which is just an incredible blessing to me. She goes, well, you're not going to believe this. It's the story of her going to her parents. And in spite of what she thought would happen, she said they embraced it. She showed them a few clips, I think, from my video that I made in Texas. And I guess she told them part of the story. And she said, they said that they thought I would be a good husband for her. And I'm like, wow, what a praise to God. I mean, we are just so thankful. I mean, because we are going to have serious obstacles ahead of us. So this is already such a blessing. And the daughter told her mom on the way to go visit her parents when she made it known that she was kind of nervous. Lisa was explaining that she was a bit nervous about telling her parents, and her mom says, well, you know, mom, I mean, her daughter says, well, you know, mom, you don't have to listen to your parents. You have to listen to God. So that was, to me, those were like the words of God that He put in the heart of that young lady yesterday. That is just incredible. And so to see this happening is incredible. This is clear, more clear evidence that God is opening the way for us. So both of us are seeing lots of numbers. I'm really seeing so many things that are encouraging me. Arranged and secured in every part. If anyone chooses to do God's will, He'll find out. And so, I mean, just, you know, all the promises, it's God still showing me. The 912, I'm going to restore to you double. 555, I'm going to deliver you. 544, you'll not be put to shame or disgraced. And so what ended up happening is a few days ago, I'm looking at all the promises that I had kept for a purchase while I was waiting, these promises that I believe God was giving me. And I started going through the list because a guy asks, he says, Mike, did you actually receive a promise from God that He would restore your marriage? And the truth is that I didn't. I made an assumption that since that was the desire of my heart, that God kind of would, because he was showing me he would deliver me. He was showing me 119, which I really believed was he will destroy the wisdom of the wise. And he will. He showed me the 535, the promise of resurrection. And I just kept thinking, okay, this is incredible. God's going to deliver me. He's going to resurrect my wife, et cetera, et cetera. But oh, I could get so complicated with this. I have so many thoughts. Like, has God ever resurrected the godless? I mean, he brings people back. But all the resurrections in the Bible are of people that, you know, once were following God, not somebody who fell away. I mean, I just have so many other additional thoughts about this. But the truth is that I have been resurrected, that I ended up, this ended up being about my death and then subsequent resurrection. And I even made this very clear in the recordings. I'm like, suddenly it feels like this is far more about my dying and being resurrected than it is, you know, Persis's. And so I'm looking at all these promises. I'm like, God, these are coming true. The 544, I won't be put to shame. The 912, restored to you double. I mean, it's really feeling like with Lisa, God is absolutely giving me double. So I'm just totally amazed by all this. And I'm wondering if God didn't stop me because I was humble enough to say that I was wrong and what God told me didn't come to pass. But I'm not entirely right in that either. And especially, even I'm trying to be humble about it and honest and maintain my integrity. But it's, you know, like if you just look at this New Zealand thing, for example, I've always said, well, one of the things I was always wrong about was New Zealand. I've always said there was the two things I was wrong about, and one was Laura and the next one was New Zealand. I really believe God was using Laura. Now I see that he was using her as a placeholder, but then I really believe God was showing me she was going to be my wife, but he never showed me like Laura's going to be your wife. He just showed me her and then says, I've granted you the desire of your heart. I've not withheld the request of your lips. And what's interesting is that Lisa is practically a blonde-headed Laura, but with real faith. I mean, I've never even thought about this until now. I've never even thought about this. This is incredible. I mean, literally, Laura, isn't it funny? Their names are both with L. Laura looks very much like Lisa. Lisa looks very much like Laura, just different hair color, but Lisa is clearly the more beautiful. I mean, but it's like they're both very beautiful, but Laura didn't have that deep, abiding, true faith. I really believe that. And so it's really interesting to me that suddenly now I'm ending up with a woman who's kind of like this Laura. I mean, it's really incredible to think about it. But anyhow, he used her for a placeholder. There's no doubt to keep me from settling. He wanted me. And then I look at how God has used Persis in my life and to teach me to what it means to love somebody who's gone astray, who is apostate, who's sick, who rebels against you, who dishonors you, who falls into pride, who falls into deception, who then just really becomes dark, dark, dark. And I learned how, like, my heart is not bitter. I don't have any unforgiveness toward. I mean, how incredible. What a miracle is that? You know, I told Lisa, I said, you know, I'm so thankful that my heart is never closed to love. And she goes, boy, so am I, because I could have very easily had my heart closed off and said, well, forget it. I'm never going to do this again. And I'm never going to marry again. And I had that thought a few times, but it wasn't, you know, legitimate. It was just one of those feelings you have in the moment. But I'm looking at this going, man, this really, things are turning out a little different than I expected. Like, it really is looking like, I mean, there's no doubt it's scandalous to have two wives leave you for Jesus Christ is a scandal. I mean, there's no way around it. It's scandalous. And yet God never permitted a scandal-free existence in the body of Christ. I mean, Jesus is surrounded with scandal, constantly being accused of this and that and the other and so forth and so on, and associating with adulterous people and all that. Scandal. So there will be those who get it and those who don't. And so I don't know. I don't really feel like much more recording right now. I'm very thankful. And now I need to figure out, like, what is the Lord wanting me to tell? I know he's wanting me to put out there that the tiny house is for sale. And I think perhaps what I might find is that my confidence level has increased since what happened last night with Lisa's parents. My faith is there, but my confidence to speak about it, about this situation, maybe has just grown. It's really showing clearly a visible way that God is in this. I've already seen it by faith, but now I'm seeing it with my eyes of sense. So this is wonderful, and I still have just such peace. And I am falling in love with Lisa. She's just adorable. And I couldn't be happier. We have just discovered so many things that we have similarities in. I mean, she drinks almond milk and she goes to bed at the same time I do. I mean, I'm just like, what? So we're already starting to find things that are really in sync. She meets my desires for a beautiful wife. And at the same time, she is not provocative in her dress. She does not flaunt it. She's conservative. She just dresses fashionably. She looks nice, but she does not in any way. Is she ever going to be a wife who would make me feel insecure around other men? She's already explained to me how she treats other men. And I am just so thankful. It's like God literally programmed her in her heart to be a perfect fit for me. Lisa has demonstrated many, many years of living by faith, denying herself and waiting for God to act in her behalf. And she's been crying out to God, God, when is my time? You know, that he's been giving her these promises, and it's like, and her time has finally come. And another interesting thing is that there's been 4 years, I think, since it was like 4 years ago that she finally divorced him after trying to let him back a couple of times. She finally divorced him. And he had been unfaithful. So their marriage bonds were broken through that. And he actually had a child with another, which she now helps, you know, allow to stay over and have play dates with her half-sister, which is just incredible. And shows the character of Christ at work in her heart. She really is meeting all these desires of my heart. It's incredible. I'm very excited, but at the same time, I still just have this river of peace. It's like I feel it even more so this morning than I have. There's just like, yeah, okay, there's work to be done. So it can't just be all the brain chemicals of all the lovey-dovey stuff, which has just been so wonderful. Oh my goodness gracious, it's wonderful. I mean, it's all very appropriate lovey-dovey stuff, but it's just the idea of, you know, texting and talking and getting to know each other more and just finding out that we have this in common and that in common. And, you know, I can address this concern. You can address that concern. Oh, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, very, very happy. And I know that there will be many obstacles that we have to go through, but God is going to get us through all of them. And Jared and Kristen are so excited with me. They're just right there with us in this. And Jared thought to pray the other day that God would do this in a timely manner, that he would, you know, speed it up and help us. And I think we're both really excited about that. And I think also we're kind of nervous about that because there needs to be a little bit of time to get a couple things in order, particularly for me. I've got to get, you know, figure out with God's help where Tyler's going to live next. And now there's just all kinds of things to figure out. But clearly God is doing this. I mean, last night when I wake up to this text, or rather this morning, about what happened with her family, her dad, I mean, that is just incredible. That is so wonderful of God. He answered my prayers. Lord God, direct their hearts, open their hearts. And he did. And she's so blessed. And now she can just kind of relax a little bit. So, yeah, this is wonderful. This is really wonderful. I'm amazed. This whole thing is just, it's so exciting. The Lord keeps just showing me 7-Eleven, you know, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask? And this morning while I was making her a recording about what happened yesterday with her parents, I look up and it's 5:22. You'll laugh at destruction. And I'm like, oh my God. See, so all the promises are coming to pass. I mean, that's another example that I am going to laugh at destruction, and I have been, and my heart is just overwhelmed with joy. It's just incredible. I'm just so thankful for this. So now I'm going to spend the rest of my time in prayer. Oh my goodness gracious, 7:17 a.m. on April 27th, 2021. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out. So I'm on my way up the mountain and I want to try to capture just a couple of the updates. I haven't been making journal entries, which is kind of interesting. And I'm just so excited to talk about what has happened with my wife, Lisa. I formally asked her to marry me last night, and she said yes. And I said, I know it wasn't very romantic the way we did it to begin with. She said, oh, no, this is all romantic, you know, because the Lord's doing it, and it's all kind of not typical. And so, obviously, she had already agreed. And so everybody knows this is moving forward. She already has explained it to her parents and to her daughter. And I'm very tired. I have been so excited that I am missing sleep and I'm running on love and adrenaline. And she's not doing so well either. I woke up, I went to sleep last night. We finished talking at around 11 something. And then I woke up at like 3:58. So that means I only really got about less than 5 hours of sleep. And so this is happening now several days in a row. And she said yesterday, my goodness, if we don't start getting some sleep soon, by the time we see each other, we'll look 90. And I thought that was really funny. It's kind of true. So I am so blessed. If I were to make an accurate journal recording now, I would just say the whole time, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I'm blessed to the Lord, I'm blessed to the Lord, I'm blessed to the Lord. And I would just keep saying it over and over and over again. God just keeps showing me 7-Eleven. He is absolutely making it crystal clear. Michael, I have done this. This is the good gift that I have for you. Lisa and I, we literally, it's like nobody would believe us. I mean, truthfully, it's like we can't believe us. We keep discovering things as we open up this door, this package. It's like opening up a present one layer at a time. And we just keep opening up this present and we just keep discovering things that only God could have done. I exposed, you know, probably the biggest anxiety I had to her last night in this one particular area. And when I was done, first of all, she kind of acknowledged halfway through that I'm with you. I understand this. And then when I was done sharing, it ended up that she's had the exact same experience / feelings. And I was just like, are you kidding me? She goes, well, check another box. And it's literally like you could make a list. I mean, it's unreal. I have not found a single thing yet. And I'm saying this in all sobriety because clearly I told her about what one of my fears and concerns were yesterday. And so I have not found a single thing yet that is what we would call a red flag or something that we would really worry about. And I don't anticipate. I'm not saying that we'll not ever have those little moments. I mean, we are humans and stuff like that, but my God, has he done something extraordinary. I'm going to have the greatest marriage that is humanly possible. And it's not even humanly possible. It's heavenly possible in the human experience. And last night she said, yeah, I really think people are going to be envious of this. And I sent her the scripture about God making the Israelites envious because of the Gentiles. I think the Father would want people to be jealous of this kind of a marriage. I mean, God's name is jealous. And why is his name jealous? He's jealous for his people. I'm already feeling jealous for my wife in a good way, very good way. And that's a sign of love. Love's jealousy. There's no doubt about it. Not the unrighteous jealousy, the controlling, angry, evil, but the kind of jealousy that comes from God. And so I feel that for her. I feel this desire to protect her. And I'm having the most extraordinary experience of my life in the last few months, where I've gone through this whole resurrection experience, going into death, coming out. I'm feeling so different. It's like everything in my life is made new. I'm having all these new experiences. Everything from how I feel about her ex-husband. I'm responding in my heart in a way that it would have not been possible for me years ago. And God has just filled me up with so much grace. Last night I felt myself crying in prayer when I began to pray about her daughter. And I feel like just such a love of Christ for her already. I don't know her. I've never even seen her face. I've never seen her eyes. I've only ever just seen a partial picture that I see. She probably favors her mom a lot. But I just felt this compassion when I was praying. It's like, you talk about God turning the hearts of the Father towards their children. It's like she's already mine. It's like I'm getting a bonus daughter and I just have to win her over with love. It's funny, Lisa called me a softie, you know, this morning, and I'm like, man, God, you really have made me a softie in some ways right now. I'm having so many experiences that are new. I told her this morning, I said, when we talked about some really, really what would be very scary, hurtful things about, you know, exes, we had to have a few, you know, a conversation about that last night. And for me, I had a completely different reaction to it than I would have ever thought possible, knowing who I am. And I told her, I said, it's almost like your ex doesn't even exist. It's like when she's telling me the story about somebody else. And I've never had this experience. When P would talk about her ex, man, it would just heat me up and I'd be so bothered by it. And now, I mean, how can you explain this? I said, you know, you're going to have to tell me some things a couple of times already, because I sometimes get lost or stopped on something I'm feeling something about. But I said, I'm finding myself so distracted by you. And, you know, that's a good thing. My heart is just throbbing with joy and excitement. I'm so excited. I feel like I just want to eat her up. And I'm just, it's incredible, incredible, incredible. And I told her this morning, I said, it's like, behold, all things are new. It feels like what God has done is so new in me, in my heart. I mean, this is even more evidence that when I went through this death and resurrection thing, that I am a changed person in a way that I wasn't before. It's incredible. It's like, even my insecurities don't feel the same as they would have in the past. It's absolutely incredible. It's like they are so little compared to what, everything matters so little. Everything has so little impact. How could I possibly hear about her ex and, you know, so forth and so on, and not have that weird feeling in her, in my stomach, and etc. Instead, I feel like this guy doesn't even exist. It's like he's been wiped from my ability to place him as her previous lover. It's incredible. She said she actually is having the exact same experience. So we see that God is doing something new. Behold, all things are new. I mean, it's like a foreshadow of when all things are new in heaven. And it's like we're both talking about forgetting what is behind, pressing on. Now, this is remarkable. She has a very close friend of hers who, when she would hear Lisa talking all the time, Michael this, Michael that. So because she listened to me for so long, her point of reference was always me. Oh, Michael said this. Michael had this experience. Michael said this about the Bible. And so apparently she would go on and on and on about me all the time. And her friend would just kind of like roll her eyes. And finally she started to suggest that Lisa and I were going to be a thing. And Lisa completely rejected it. And she said, no, what? Why? What do you mean? That could not be. And, you know, he has pee and so forth and so on. And of course she wasn't feeling this way towards me. So here it is that I have this dream the night after we have a Skype call. And you can see how God used this dream to knit my heart. Now, I had completely forgotten about this dream that she had about coming up to me and nestling her head upon my chest. Now, what are the chances of this? God, independent of one another, several years apart, gives us this dream of us approaching one another and putting our head on the other person's chest and into the neck area. And you look at this and you just go, now this is extraordinary. And so for me, I'm able to see that was God warming my heart. That was God showing me, this is what I have for you. And I wasn't realizing it, but that dream really impacted me. So this has turned out to be, it's surreal. And I'm a little disappointed that I don't have much sleep. I want to stay just totally continuing to do this, and I realize it's part of it, but it's like I really want my brain capacity back so that I can feel all this more and so that I don't dull my senses to it. And I'm really being kept by, you know, grace and just the excitement of being in love. I am in love. Today is 14 days. It's incredible. Today is 14 days from the day that we first had our Skype call. Today being the 27th, and we Skyped on the 13th. So it's exactly 2 weeks. It's a time of completion, a beautiful time. And, you know, here it was just hours ago. I said to her formally, will you please marry me? And she smiled and tilted her head back and forth a couple of times. And I'm like, okay, where is it? Where is it? Where's that yes? Come on, don't delay. Spit it out. I have to admit, I was kind of, because she's kind of like, you know, rolling a little bit and smiling, and she's being a little, you know, shy about it or what have you. And so I was like, okay, come on. I was almost wanting to pat her on the back. Come on, say it. Y-E-S. And she finally got it out. And it was, to say that sounds kind of weird. I have to be careful. It was not a reluctance on her part. It was just that kind of formal, like bizarre, shy, wow, this is really happening moment kind of thing. And so, yeah, this has been incredible. We are already feeling like best friends. I told her that I not only love her, I said, but I very, very much like her. I really do like her, and that's just so important to me. And, you know, we're just, and one other thing that's really remarkable, that there has been a few little insecurity things that have popped up for me that I would like some, you know, assurance on. And I've been going to the Lord about it, and I've been saying, Father, okay, so here's what I'm concerned about. And this is the way it should be. And this is a wonderful lesson. This shows how God is the meter of all needs. You know, that we go to Him. So even in my new future marriage here that I'm walking into, I'm already still depending upon Father to meet those desires, needs of my heart, or to address fears and concerns, rather than just running to Lisa and saying everything and saying, you know, this, that, and the other. I feel this way. I feel that way. And I definitely do this. But on some of these more difficult, deeper things, I'm finding myself really going to Father and saying, Father, please help me with this. And I'm seeing several things now where I'll pray to Him about something, and then the next text message she sends me, or next group of text messages or what have you, or next conversation or recording or whatever it is, addresses this exact issue and answers it. And now I see why, when I first started having some of these insecurities and concerns in my heart, that the Lord would show me, trust me. He would just show me, you know, go in peace, 5:12, this is the true grace of God, et cetera, et cetera. And I just was getting this sense that the Lord was reminding me, just trust me in this, Michael. I've put you two together. I know how to keep it. I know how to put the glue between this. And wow, I mean, this has just been so beautiful. So beautiful. It's like, I don't feel, man, I'm having a hard time believing that God and Father, you know, this is only being said in amazement. And it's a real sense of unworthiness, Father, not because I have unbelief. God forbid, you know that I don't have unbelief, Lord. I'm just amazed. There is this softness that's just remarkable. I mean, there's just so many things that we're finding, like how we like things organized, clean, and neat. We cannot stand clutter and all these kind of things. It's just, there's so many neat little things that we're discovering just time after time moment after moment, oh, you like that too? And, you know, I mean, just our affections, our love languages are identical. And so we're just, oh, it's just wonderful. I mean, you just look at this and you're like, okay, if you cannot see that God did this, man, oh man, oh man. Oh my goodness gracious. She is convinced that we are going to have like the best marriage ever. She's like, this is just unbelievable. And so now what I see is this most beautiful thing where he takes two that once were diamonds in the rough and puts them through a Psalm 66, 10 through 12 experience of dipping them, you know, letting men ride over their heads and putting them in prison and putting burdens on their backs and dipping them into the fire and into the cold. But you brought us to a place of abundance. But you brought us to a place of abundance, and that's where we're in right now. We are in this place of abundance. I mean, it's just incredible. This is abundance. I mean, it's like every time I turn around, it's like any concern I've expressed to her, and she has not said one thing. Oh my gosh, I don't know how we're going to deal with that. She's had one issue that she was concerned. And she told me last night, she said, I have one thing I'm a little concerned about. I said, oh no. I said, don't go there. Throw up the red flags. I threw the covers in front of the camera so she couldn't see me anymore. I said, no, let's not do this. We're on a roll. And she goes, I don't think it's that bad. And I was just like, oh, thank you, God. She looked so relieved when I said that. I'm telling you what, like literally, God knows how to grant you the desires of your heart. When I was driving down the road, my God in heaven, you know, Lord. Oh, when I'm driving down that road to Texas and I'm leaning forward on the steering wheel, just aghast at what in the heck is happening, that this is all so shocking. And the Lord seems to be not only telling me to let go of P, but to step into Lisa. And I'm just like arguing with the Lord, like, this cannot be. I don't understand how you would do this. This just doesn't make any sense. The timing's off, et cetera. And I say, Lord, you're going to have to show me something. You know, like I'm Gideon here. I'm going to have to see a wet fleece type of thing. And literally the second that I'm saying that, my eyes look right up to it. 212 on the very top right-hand corner of an 18-wheeler in a most obscure place. It's the only number my eyes went to. It's the first number my eyes went to, and it would have not been seen easily by anybody but me. And I just was like, oh my God, he has granted you the desires of your heart. He's not withheld the request of your lips. It's been incredible. Oh man, this is like the time of my life. I feel like I can't shut up to her about it, and I can't shut up to God about it. And you talk about when you've entered in the land and have eaten and are satisfied. Now, I haven't entered into it yet, but I can see it. I can see it. And we're not far. It's like that little scene I showed her from the movie Hobbit or The Desolation of Smaug, where he's in this terrible, terrible forest and there's all these terrible spiders. And there's just all this, like, their mind is being warped and confused and they don't know where they're at. And they're spinning in circles and they're calling each other different names and they're lost and just it's total confusion. It's a wilderness thing. And then suddenly Bilbo begins to climb this tree and he climbs and he huffs and he puffs and he gets to the top and suddenly he pokes his head out of the top of the canopy and there's all this beautiful light. And then suddenly as he gets up and he's kind of stunned to see light and to see direction, and then all these beautiful blue butterflies begin to just kind of flutter up out of the trees all around him, and there's this sense of lightness and freedom, and oh, it's just gorgeous. And then the camera spins around and you see him looking towards the destination and the sun is setting and you see the lonely, isolated, whatever mountain it is over there. And he yells, he goes, I can see it. We're almost there. And, you know, we're not that far or something. And I said, oh my goodness gracious, that couldn't have been a more perfect scene for what, you know, Lisa and I have been going through in the wilderness. And we've been climbing this tree. And now it's like God has given us a vista. He's given us a vision of what this is going to be. And we look and we see, oh my goodness gracious, this land is exceedingly exceedingly good. Oh my goodness gracious. Exceedingly good is this land. And whew, I told her last night, I said, I hope you don't mind. I'm just going to walk around and pepper you with kisses all day long for at least the first couple of days. And I told her, I said, be prepared for me to just smother you to death. She said she's game for it. So, man, I mean, I just, whew, I am one blessed man of the Lord. There is no doubt about it. If God is in the business of recompensing any sense of, you know, there's that scripture. I need to find it where it talks about, you know, bless us more than what we suffered. And there's also this 9:12 where I will restore to you double. Okay, this promise has come true. This promise has come true right now. When you look at my wife, he has given me double. There is no doubt about it. I mean, I feel like even though I haven't even laid hands on her yet, I can already say this promise has been fulfilled. It's like I'm just walking into what God has for me by faith. And I keep wanting to get distracted. But the other thing I see here is God keeps showing me 451. He's shown me 451 and 951. It is incredible how God will take a number and he'll set it off the shelf until it becomes appropriate again. Well, 951 is not appropriate. It's the verse that says, as the time came for Jesus Christ to draw near to Jerusalem, or go to heaven, he proceeded resolutely to Jerusalem. And it's this picture of moving forward in spite of opposition. And every single time I've come up against something that's significant or difficult like this, and there's obstacles, God will tell me, begin moving forward in spite of opposition. And so then what I do is I just move forward as much as I can, however I can. He's been showing me 451, that he is going to bring down the mountains, the bronze gates, and break through the iron bars. And this is incredible because these are the things that show, okay, only God can do this. I mean, you cannot just up and move to New Zealand. It is very difficult to move to New Zealand. Very difficult. Unless you're bringing millions of dollars to invest in infrastructure, business, unless you're creating some value for the country, you know, or you're coming to do a part-time student, part-time work, something like that, it's very difficult to get into New Zealand. With man, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. So looking forward to that. And my phone just lit up at 8:17. So I'm going to definitely look into that. And now it's 8:18. Just as soon as I make the screen capture, it's 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory which will be revealed in us. And I'm telling you, Lisa and I are walking into that right now. Both of us are starting to feel that impatience, you know, where we're really anxious for this to happen. You know, like, God, okay, you've given us this good thing. Now help us to step into it. And it's going to have to be by faith. We'll have to be patient. Both of us have been waiting already so long. Something else I just find incredible is that we've both waited 4 years specifically for this hope. We've lived for 4 years in hell, still hoping that the ex would turn around and come back. Now, she's been actually waiting 11 years total, but they had gotten back together a few times. And so the last time that really counts, where this has all just been totally bankrupted, is 4 years. Same exact time with me and Persis. So there's another incredible timing and similarity thing. And we're finding all kinds of really interesting things about each other. For example, her birthday is on the first month of the year, January, on the 8th day. My birthday is on the 9th month of the year, 8th day, to the exact day. Little neat things like this that are just so incredible. And, you know, probably some of the greatest ones are the ones that I'll keep private. That there is just something so beautiful about this relationship being sacred. I feel literally there's newness all over. Newness in my ministry, newness in my heart with the Holy Spirit of Christ, newness in my marriage, newness in all kinds of ways. How I'm going to deal with this, and that I get to have a family and keep it private. I mean, that is just, that feels like such a gift to me after I've laid my life down for all these years for people to walk upon God truly has told me I could take it back up. And when you look at this, he does this right before he's going to tell me I'm going to have this amazing wife and family. Right before this. And so, how incredible is this? That God, it's exactly like what Jared said. He noticed it first, and I just said, praise the Lord. He said, Mike, remember how God told you to rest for 2018, take the year off of ministry. And then immediately thereafter, he told you to build the house, the tiny house. And he said, now look, it's like the same thing. And I'm realizing, wow, look at this. God tells me, take my life back up. And then right after that, I have this marriage for you. Wow. How incredible is this? Oh my goodness gracious. So I'm just, the whole thing just is so God and so wonderful and so lovely. And I have no doubt we're going to have all kinds of opposition. And, you know, she's going to be reaching out to her family. And when God does something like this, you know, we can't expect everybody to agree with it and see it and believe it. So we'll just walk by faith and trust him and keep our eyes on him the whole way. But yeah, this is just going to be incredible. Absolutely incredible. It's such a beautiful day. The light is just beaming through these trees up here. I'm on the top of the mountain now. And it's just glorious. I'm in love. I'm loved. And this is such a blessing. Oh, I feel like I could just go on and on and on about it. 8:22. And this is King Solomon standing up saying, then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven and said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today. Now you try to tell me that is a coincidence when I just got done saying no less than 5 minutes earlier in this recording that God has already given me this promise. Like the idea that she already is my wife. I'm already standing in the blessed of double. I just said that 5 minutes ago in this message. That God's promises are true today. And here I am standing on day 14. Literally not even 12 hours ago. Literally how, let's see, 8:24. So probably 10 o'clock. Not even 10 hours ago. I asked my wife to marry me. I mean, I'm engaged. I'm engaged to my wife. And here it's like God saying, with your mouth you have promised and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today. God in heaven. Father, I can't express in words. There are not words in this earth, certainly not in my mouth, to declare before you the praises of your most gracious gift and kindness to us, Father. There is no way I can put into words what you have done. There's no way I can fully feel it. There's no way I can fully express it, Abba. But God, you hear me. I love you. And I am so unbelievably thankful for you to have done this, God. Please do not be angry with me, God, for the part of me that still just says this cannot be happening. Pinch me. This isn't real. It's too good to be true. Father, forgive me for that part of me, Lord. I condemn that part of me right along with you. That is my nature, Father. And I put it down by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Oh, God, bless us to be a blessing, Lord. Let indeed our marriage and our love story be such a gift of hope to people who've been through similar. Such a sign of your redemption and such a sign of your goodness of the Lord in the land of the living God that people will not think that it's all just suffering, 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 Father. Oh Lord, please help us to walk into this. It's one thing, Father, to text about it, to talk over the phone about it. It's a whole nother thing to have her, Father. I want to have her in my heart, in my life, in my hands, in my arms, God. Please Please, Father, open up the door. Do it in a way that only you can do. Abba, do it in a way that only you can do. There are some real mountains in the way, Father. I am not at all going to stand before you and say that this is just easy. It's easy for you, but it's not easy amongst men. These are difficulties, Father, and I thank you for them. It'll show that your hand is upon it. It'll show that you have done it. God, I pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you're already at work, and I know you are. My Father is always at work. So, Lord, I just pray that you continue to be at work and you lead both Lisa and I to follow your work. Let us just find out where you're already at work and join you in it, to step in it. God, please, we want to be very careful to hear you and obey you. I'm going to look up that number you just showed me shortly, Lord. And I just pray you'll speak to Lisa clearly. You speak to me clearly, Lord, and let your grace, as you've said, this is the true grace of God, stand fast in it. Oh, Lord God Almighty, let your grace be upon all of us every day. Please, Father, grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, favor upon favor, guidance upon guidance, Lord, provision upon provision, providence upon providence, goodness upon goodness, faithfulness upon faithfulness, glory upon glory. All to your name be the glory, Father. Thank you, God Most High. Thank you for this, Lord. Please, Lord, know that I love you so much and that I'm unable to express it any better than I can. I can't say it to you any better, Lord. It's just like I'm out of words with Lisa. I can't explain to her how I'm feeling anymore. I just have to keep saying the same things over and over again. Forgive me, Father. See into my heart, Lord, and interpret the pressure and the delights in upon you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you. 8:28. Are you kidding me? No, you're not kidding me. We know that God works all things together for the good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. This recording ends at 8:28. My goodness gracious, what a blessing of God. Thank you. Well, I have to add this remarkable addition to that recording. My phone had lit up at 8:17, and I went and looked, and I only have two numbers. And the first one is Psalm 81:7. In your distress, you called, and I rescued you. I answered you out of a thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Now, I had just mentioned that both Lisa and I have gone through Psalm 66:10-12. And that is about him testing us, putting us into prison, laying burdens on our backs, letting men ride over our heads. But you brought us to a place of abundance. And I just feel like God is saying, see, I have tested you. And then immediately it goes to 8:18. But I consider that our present sufferings are not worth compared to the glory which will be revealed in us, which is clearly happening now. It's happening in my heart. It's happening in my marriage with Lisa. It's happening in her heart. And you see this, God saying, I've tested you. You could almost say, I've tested you and found you coming forth as gold. And now as a result of the testing on those bitter waters, my goodness gracious, how many times did I describe Persis's waters as becoming so bitter? What was once so sweet became so bitter. And here he's saying, I've tested you at the waters of Meribah. Those are the bitter waters. I mean, that's incredible, man. That is absolutely incredible. What a praise to God.